We live in a very strange corner of the internet here, filled with some very strange people who have some very strange customs. Customs that deviate quite a bit from mainstream offline culture. Calling someone a faggot is a term of endearment. Calling someone a cunt, renowned as being the one word you can't say on television, and it's water off the duck's back. If you really, really want to insult someone here, pretty much the worst thing you can call them is a leftist, a socialist, a Marxist, or a communist. And you know, I'm no fan of communism myself, but I do find it quite strange that this ham-fisted reference to a failed economic system, dreamed up by a couple of German guys almost two centuries ago at the cusp of the Industrial Revolution, is literally the worst insult that can be dredged up in this most dark corner of the internet. Now, personally, what I find most fascinating is that just like the archetypical Americhristian family values politician who, surprise, turns out to be a closeted self-hating gay, it is usually the hardline traditional conservatives who are the loudest opponents against Marxism and communism, and yet these people love, I mean absolutely fucking love the idea of wealth redistribution as long as it's happening between people who are wearing wedding rings. Fundamentally, at its core precept, traditional marriage is effectively communism for two, where the wealth of the hardworking husband is systematically and institutionally redistributed to his lazy, freeloading wife. Consider that despite the so-called gender pay gap we keep hearing about from feminists, where women supposedly earn 77 cents on the dollar compared with men, we see those very same political feminist lobby organisations, seemingly unaware of the contradiction, bloviating about the fact that women are the most important customers in the modern marketplace because they control 85% of all consumer spending. Stop and think about that for a second. According to the feminists themselves, women only earn 77 cents to the male dollar, but somehow control 85% of all consumer spending. How can that possibly be? Running those numbers to compare the gender ratio of money earned versus money spent, it means that almost half of what women are spending is money that they did not earn themselves. Men are the ones doing all the hard work, and the wealth that they create is then being systematically redistributed to women who then get to spend that wealth. Oh, how patriarchally oppressive. That to me really is one of the greatest ironies about this so-called manosphere, with all of its traditionalist MRA types running around like Henny Penny, bemoaning the government and the family court system. There seems to be an ever-present tension in the air about the terrifying possibility that their supposedly loyal and loving, quote-unquote, partners could pull the trigger and unexpectedly divorce-rape them at any moment. Personally, if it were me, I'd be a lot more worried about the fucking nightmare scenario where this lazy freeloader actually stays married to you. I mean, really, you're worried about divorce rape? Why? She's already taking more than half of your shit now, and you still don't get to see your kids because you're too busy working overtime to support another fully grown adult who's too lazy to get off her own fat ass and find a job. Don't believe me? Just take a look at the litany of articles bellyaching about the fact that women are financially worse off than men post-divorce. Yes, she is taking your hard-earned money in the divorce, and that's a real fucking shame. However, the numbers show that it's frankly nowhere near as much as she was taking while she was still married to you. But I digress. Equally fascinating to the economic numbers themselves are the flimsy excuses that these traditionalists make to themselves and others, trying to justify and rationalize away the inherent problems with this blatant socialist welfare sham that they call a marriage. Much like the aforementioned contradiction of the closeted gay family values politician, the rationalization hamster of traditionalist family economics is equally fascinating when you consider the lengths they go to trying to shame and lambast other people outside of a marriage contract for engaging in the identical economic freeloading behavior that their perfect little stay-at-home goddesses are engaged in. Take, for instance, the case of the single welfare mother, hated scourge of right-wing traditional conservatives everywhere. Whenever I talk about this topic, I often see comments claiming that the problem isn't stay-at-home mothers, it's single mothers. And I have to ask, on what distinction can you possibly make that claim? No, really. As grown adults who can and will be measured by their own individual merits, or in this case, lack thereof, exactly how do these two individuals actually differ? Because if we are talking in terms of quote-unquote career choice, then both of these women appear to have chosen the exact same pathway through life to ensure that there is a roof over their head and food on their table. Yes, this is so obvious that it shouldn't even need to be pointed out, but when you get down to the nuts and bolts of the issue, the business models of single motherhood and stay-at-home motherhood are functionally identical. Make babies, make money. Both of these women just spat a few kids out of their vaginas, and now these kids represent both of these women's proverbial free meal tickets. Let's not sugarcoat this. As individual adults who can be objectively judged on their own merits and achievements in life, both of these women are useless, lazy, freeloading pieces of shit who have contributed equal amounts of sweet fuck-all back to the economy, society, and human progress beyond the base biological process of simply creating a few more useless mouths to feed. The single welfare mother gets a bad rap, and justifiably so, but when you really stop and think about it, the stay-at-home wife is no better. Both of these women ultimately amount to nothing but lazy, freeloading welfare scum. The only significant difference between a single mother living in the ghetto and a traditional stay-at-home wife living in the suburbs is where her welfare check comes from. I mean, that really is the totality of both of these women's economic situations, career choices, and achievements in life. Traditionalist mother, welfare mother, same fucking shit. Make babies, make money. Now, some of the criticisms I get when I discuss this topic are straight up fucking baffling to me. Like, Coltrane doesn't understand that children require care, even though I literally spoke at length about the objective income and free time benefits of shared parenting in the very video they're complaining about. I have never once said or even implied that children don't require care or parenting. I guess we could argue about the minutiae of that parenting, you know, the exact amount of care required, to what age and by who, especially considering modern advances like washing machines, disposable diapers and baby formula, social changes like the availability of public education, as well as the fact that Western families today typically only have 2 or 3 kids as opposed to the 7 or 8 they used to have. All things considered, you know, based on the actual facts, parenting has frankly transformed into a pretty fucking light duty over the last 100 years. But that's really a topic for another video, and frankly a topic that I have already covered ad nauseum. The reason I bring this up here is that getting past the minutiae of parenting to the core topic of economic dependency, I personally find it rather distasteful in and of itself the way these traditionalists resort to using their own children as ideological meat shields to justify and excuse away any and all shitty behavior displayed by their adult wives. Using your children as an excuse to abdicate the economic responsibilities of another fully grown adult is frankly fucking disgusting to me. Yeah, for all of their moralizing about sacred family bonds, whenever they get into an online argument, there they go waving their children around as nothing more than free meal tickets, which somehow justifies the buffet of unilateral mass economic parasitism that we see their adult wives engaging in. So let me set the record straight here. Despite some spectacular retards doing a fairly woeful job of trying to strawman my position, I am fully aware that children require a degree of care, and said as much in the very videos they pretend to debunk. Yes, children are dependents. I have never said otherwise. However, it does not logically follow that because that child is a dependent and that child came out of a specific vagina, then the adult owner of that vagina should therefore be entitled to complete lifelong economic dependency herself. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children is not a valid argument to justify this kind of adult freeloading. And the traditionalists fucking know it. They know it because, as I have already pointed out, these same traditionalists are very quick to call bullshit on the exact same economic freeloading behavior when they see single welfare mothers engaging in it. But if we are being honest, if we are being really honest, there is no fucking difference at all. If we take this rough economic diagram of the traditional nuclear family complete with breadwinner husband, and we keep all of the other variables exactly the same but replace the husband with the government, from the perspective of the woman and her brood, nothing has functionally changed. She is quite literally in the exact same economically dependent situation with the exact same ideological justification underpinning it. Yes, won't somebody please think of the poor childrens? The fact is that on a very fundamental level, this traditionalist excuse to justify the existence of stay-at-home mothers is the exact same reasoning behind left-wing political support for the government-funded women, infant, children programs that these very same traditionalists claim to fucking hate so much. The underlying ideology of both sides of the political spectrum is functionally identical. A lot of superficial disagreement and hyperbole plays out in the media, but the underlying position of both the political left and the political right is fundamentally the same. That is, because these women popped out a couple of kids, they are apparently now both entitled to an economic free ride for life. Left-wing social welfare, right-wing traditionalism, it is functionally the same shit as far as the female recipient of this free money is concerned. Make babies, make money. Once you can get past the superficial moral indignation of both sides, that is ultimately the shared business model of motherhood that both sides ultimately strive towards. As you would expect, this blatant hypocritical doublethink represents something of a dilemma for the traditionalist moral framework. Frankly, I find it hilarious watching the desperate lengths that these people will go to trying to distinguish and distance the evil single mother from their own stay-at-home paragons of virtue. They make all kinds of claims about stable home lives, family cohesion, and the importance of raising children. I've even seen some of these poor brainwashed cucks argue that the emotional state of simply loving your family is somehow comparable to the act of working 51 hours a week to actually support your family in a real, tangible way. Are you fucking kidding me, guy? The rationalization hamster of traditionalist values trying to find a non-existent difference between these two women is as hilarious as it is absolute crap. To start with, one of the worst kept secrets amongst the traditionalist clique is the fact that their precious stay-at-home mothers are actually horrendous fucking drug fiends. In the 60s and 70s, Valium pills were literally nicknamed mother's little helpers. Through the 80s and 90s, stay-at-home mummy's drug of choice was Prozac, and today, the popular pathway to getting shit-faced is dexamphetamines. Good, traditionalist women who spend their days high as fuck by stealing their children's Ritalin and Adderall prescriptions. And then there is the minor issue of fidelity. It is quite difficult to get a good, reliable statistic on the amount of cheating that actually goes on within society. Cheating is not something that people typically want to admit to, even in anonymous surveys. Nonetheless, some self-reporting surveys arrive at numbers as high as 1 in 5, which would make your odds of actually landing a faithful partner statistically worse than your odds playing Russian roulette. Now, if I had to make an educated guess, I'd say that the combination of boredom, loneliness, and, dare I say, contempt for an absent, bill-paying husband who's never home would lead to the rates of infidelity being much higher amongst the sorority of stay-at-home mothers. Knowing all of this, I can't help but chuckle when I see naive young traditionalists trying to sell the ideal that traditional marriage is the most efficient way to have children. Let me tell you, as a guy who's fucked a few bored housewives in his time, I really don't think that efficient procreation is necessarily a great life goal for the self-aware man to have. But hey, that's just my opinion. Fucking go for it if that's what you really want. No, I'm sure you'll be perfectly happy with that arrangement. As long as you're okay with the reality that while you're off at work breaking your back to pay the bills, your wife will be on her back with a veritable freeway of Chadcock running between her legs. The very idea that traditional stay-at-home mothers are virtuous angels of purity, somehow above the unscrupulous, whorish, drug addict behaviour of single welfare mothers, is a false assumption. The only significant difference between the jobless single mother crack whore living in the ghetto and the jobless stay-at-home Adderall-addicted cheater who lives in the suburbs is that one gets her welfare check from the government and the other gets her welfare check from the husband. The traditionalist position of anti-Marxism but pro-stay-at-home motherhood is straight-up contradictory doublethink. Make no mistake, at the end of the day, wealth redistribution and economic socialism to support jobless, drug-fucked losers is exactly what these traditionalists are engaged in. It is the same old welfare state, the individual married man is just doing it on a much smaller scale than the federal government. In fact, it's fucking amazing to me how many of these traditionalists just love to use the metaphor that modern Western women are effectively marrying the government, without realizing the blatantly obvious corollary to that metaphor. If women can have their needs sufficiently met by quote-unquote marrying the government, then ipso facto, traditionally married men are ultimately little more than competing socialist welfare providers. As I said, the business models of single mothers and traditional mothers are fundamentally the same. Make babies, make money. You honestly think she gives a single shit about your sacred traditional vows? Wake up. To her, the marriage contract is nothing but business and the bottom line. Government welfare, marital welfare, it really doesn't matter. To the freeloading adult woman living in this situation, the only functional difference, and ultimately her only concern, is where her free money is coming from. And unsurprisingly, widespread social trends perfectly confirm this. As rental prices rise, women stay in bad relationships to survive. Oh, the poor darlings. There is no great feminist conspiracy to be found here. There's nothing more that needs to be interpreted into the subtext of this headline. It's all right there in plain English. A woman's level of commitment to the relationship is directly proportional to the free money that she is receiving. And if that welfare stream ever stops, she simply hits the eject button and finds a new social welfare provider. Unemployment can spell divorce for men, but not women. Well, gee, colour me fucking surprised. I'm sorry if any of you find these facts upsetting, but welcome to reality, gentlemen. To a woman, the marital contract is exactly that, a contract. Your traditional wedding vows are essentially just end-user terms of service. As a traditional husband, you are ultimately nothing more than a welfare service provider. And if that welfare stream ever stops, in the eyes of the woman, your contract is considered null and void. You will be replaced just as easily as her car insurance provider. At this point, I have heard every flavour of cockamamie rationalisation and flimsy excuse trying to justify the existence of the stay-at-home wife. When you finally get past all of those rationalisations and excuses, I think a big part of the problem simply comes down to sex, the desperation of thirsty men. I suspect that somewhere deep within the warped mind of the traditionalist man, the only real distinguishing feature between the single welfare mother he claims to hate so much and his own traditional stay-at-home wife that he vigorously defends is simply the fact that he occasionally gets to fuck one of them. From a wider objective perspective, there is really no tangible difference between these two women per se. They are both jobless, junky parasites who have scored an economic free ride by simply popping out a few kids. But to the individual traditionalist man in a marriage, pussy is evidently a powerful motivator that encourages otherwise sensible men to ignore red flags, make bad judgments, and hold some truly ridiculous double standards. Just like Romeo drinking poison after knowing Juliet for only 3 days, the story of modern traditionalism is really just the age-old fable of a confused man unable to distinguish between the allure of sex and an otherwise shit economic deal that he politically rails against whenever he recognises other people engaging in the exact same thing. In fact, some of these poor chumps have become so deluded by the traditionalist ideological mindset that according to them, it is now quote-unquote entitled communist garbage to expect a grown adult will get off their ass, get a job and support themselves instead of leeching off the hard work of others. Yeah, let me repeat that. Getting a job and working to support yourself is literally considered entitled communist garbage in the eyes of these retards. That is how deluded and disconnected from reality the traditionalist man has become in our modern age. This is the bottom line on the modern traditionalist man. He will hate on single welfare mothers for enjoying the exact same economically carefree lifestyle that his own stay-at-home wife enjoys. It really is the exact same economic situation, but because his own fat aging wife will occasionally spread her cankled legs for him, he will happily invent all manner of rationalizations and moral exceptions to overlook her own blatant socialist freeloading. That is the total breadth and depth of the traditionalist man's moral framework. All you have to do is dangle a little bit of pussy in front of him, and all of his high-minded rantings and ravings about leftist social Marxism goes straight out the window in favour of domestic wealth redistribution and matrimonial communism for two.